This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to do a little oil 101, so to speak. We're going to have all kinds of oil tips, lubrication advice from Dan Watson. He's one of our great sponsors here on the show. You can check out his website at thelubepage.com, thelubepage.com, and he is a specialist in AMSOIL products, and we're really going to have lots of fun with Dan in this hour of the show. If you've got a question for Dan about oil, he is the man to ask, because he's got over 25 years of experience. So why don't you pick up the phone, give us a call, toll-free from any anywhere across North America at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email at bob@autoworldradio.com. That's bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, joining us on the line is the man himself, the man with the great webpage called The Lube Page, Dan Watson. Dan, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
Well, Bob, it's good to be back on the show with you. And, hey, since the last time we were on together and answered some questions, I've had quite a few people go via the website and ask me for questions about applications and some unique situations they have. And I just encourage the listeners to use that vehicle anytime they want. On the Lube page, you'll find a thing that says how you can contact Dan. And hey, it may take me a day or two, but I will always answer your questions. And I've had some pretty good ones that came on there, and that's the stuff I like. I like to be a little challenged on some applications.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with AMSOIL and your involvement with oil. You've been in the business for more than 25 years.
Well, I was I spent 23 years in the Navy, and I was an engineering specialist there, and so I retired out of the Navy, and I did a couple of different things, as people always do when they retire, but I got into using these AMSOIL products, and they just impressed me, and I, after a while of using them, I contacted the fellow that had got me set up to use them, to find out a little bit more about the possibilities of doing something in it as a business. And so I got off and running, and things went really well. And, you know, I've kind of made a real business out of this, and it's been very successful for me. Now, it fits right into my interest in the things that I'm educated in, which are lubrication, because my background in engineering is kind of a broad-based, looking at things like physics and chemistry and heat transfer and fluid flow and hydraulics and mechanical and electrical engineering, all the kind of things it takes to really be a principal specialist in nuclear propulsion in the Navy. So I've enjoyed getting into the lubrication industry after leaving the Navy, and it's really opened up a lot of interesting associations with people all across the country. And I decided that, like in everything, if you're going to specialize in it, you need to get some kind of certification saying that you know what you're doing. So
sure.
I decided to take this certification exam from this organization. I'll give you their name, and then we'll just go with their abbreviation, because it's the Society for Tribologists of Lubrication Engineers, better known as STLE. And they're a big organization that certifies lubrication people at different levels, and I became certified as what they call a certified lubrication specialist. from them, and it's opened up some vistas for me also because I've written magazine articles and I've been on several radio shows and those kind of things, and so it's kind of fun in a way because, like I said, people have different questions, and I enjoy explaining things to people and seeing the light turn on when it becomes obvious to them something that they just learned, and they get a charge out of figuring out how something worked that they never really understood, and they get a chance to understand it, and it's sort of a mutually beneficial thing.
Absolutely. We're already getting a few questions filtering in via email at bob@autoworldradio.com. Again, Dan Watson is our special guest for this entire hour. We're going to be talking to Dan about oil and talking about all his expertise as a oil specialist. And we'll talk a little bit more about AMSOIL as well. But one of the first questions that filters in comes from Idaho, where a gentleman, Mark, wants to know if the AMSOIL products meet API standards.
Well, he would start right off with a question which is more complex than it looks on the surface, because you would say, well, API standards, yes, absolutely, 100%. Now, but here's what you got to understand. There's two types of ways to look at API standards. The standard, meaning the all of the tests that's required to certify a product to the current API certification as SN, or in the diesel world as CK4, there's a whole series of tests that you have to run, and your lubricant has to pass these tests, and then you have met the specification testing requirements to say that my product meets that certification, okay? Now, that sometimes gets confused with a thing they call API license, okay? Ooh, wait, what does that mean? Well, that means that a company is willing to pay a fee to the American Petroleum Institute that allows them to say that my product is API licensed, okay? Now, what we're finding today, and AMSOIL's always taken this position, is they'll license the product when they think that's the best thing to do, and they won't when they don't think it's the best thing to do. And part of the reason for that is because all the API ever asked for are the absolute minimum standards to meet a certification. And so achieving that should be well below the threshold of your ambition. In other words, if all you want to do is make a tire that can go 10,000 miles, and that's the height of your ambition, then certainly make 10,000-mile tires, okay? But if the height of your ambition is to make a high-speed, competitive traction radial tire, then maybe you're not going to be satisfied with the 10,000-mile certification. So anyway, we find today that we got a lot of company in this place, because when you go to Valvoline and some of these companies and you look at what they call their high mileage oils, they're all API certified, but they're not API licensed, because they may exceed one of the API limits in a certain additive, such as an anti-wear additive like zinc and phosphorus or something else. So the API says, well, we won't license that to you if you're above that specification, but you meet all of our testing for certification, you exceed it all, so you're actually meeting the API certification, but you won't license it, and you choose not to license it because you won't limit your oil to that performance level. So I'm sorry to get into the weeds on that, but it is an important thing for people to understand out there, because AMSOIL gets accused all the time, well, you're not API licensed or API certified. No, AMSOIL puts right on their bottle the latest API specification, because we exceed all those specifications. But only on a limited number of products are they actually API licensed, and that's on some of the ones that we have that are our mid-grade or lower-grade products in the bundle of products, which will and sometimes be really more aimed at quick lube operations than at the high performance conscious individuals.
So sure, absolutely.
I hope that answers it enough at this time.
I think you did a great job, Dan. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the differences between synthetic oil and conventional oil. What's the difference between AMS oil and the regular oil that people have been using for decades? All that is straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMS Oil distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMS Oil's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMS Oil pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMS Oil provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, Yes, indeed. We are live across North America. We're also available in podcast form, on demand form, archive form. You can find out much more at our network site, gcnlive.com. Dan Watson is with us, and Dan has a great web page called The Lou Page. He is an experienced gentleman with all kinds of experience, not only in the U.S. Navy, where he was a nuclear propulsion specialist, but also he is a certified lubrication specialist. And Dan, I think it might be helpful for folks listening to talk about some of the advantages that synthetic oil, AMS oil in particular, has over conventional oil. For, you know, for decades there wasn't synthetic oil, and now with AMS oil you've got oils for all different kinds of applications, not just one kind, but you've got a whole slew of different oils.
Well, absolutely. I think the best way to start out on this is to make sure that folks understand that synthetic oil in any significant quantity came about in World War II. The Germans had to develop synthetic oil because of the limits of conventional oil available to them for their military operations. So they made the first synthetic oils, which would have been ester-based type synthetic oils, out of alcohol. Okay, now, that started, and it was out of necessity, because with the really inexpensive petroleum oils available, it would be real hard, especially in the transportation area, to gain much traction with the more expensive synthetic oils that could replace them in your automobile, for example. So we really had more of an economic problem going on, not a technology problem, in the early days of synthetics. But they gained their traction in aviation, because in an aviation, a jet engine is a combustion turbine, and it can run temperatures 400 degrees in the exhaust area of the turbine, and you've got bearings on the intake of that turbine flying at, say, 40,000 feet, 35,000 feet, which is minus 50 degrees, and you've got an exhaust temperature of 400 degrees. So the same oil that's lubricating the bearings in the front at minus 50 have to be able to lubricate the bearings in the rear at 400, and there just isn't a petroleum oil to match up to that. It's going to freeze it in the front, it's going to smoke it in the back. So the synthetic oil's ability to handle a very, very wide range of temperature, from that minus 50 in the front to 400 in the back, would be the reason why they're the staple of aviation for jet turbines. So they moved along evenly in that community out of necessity. But in the early 70s, a jet pilot, Albert Amatuzio, who was also a chemical engineer, started tinkering with trying to move this technology into an automotive application. And hence the name Amatuzio is where we get the name AMS oil synthetics from. So in about 1971, he produced the first synthetically API-rated 10W40 motor oil for an automobile. 1973, Mobil brought in actually a European import to sell as their first synthetic engine oil, Mobil 1, in the United States. So the AMSO guys truly have this logo, says first in synthetics, and they really were ahead of the game in 1971, yeah. But they were so small they wouldn't have made pocket change for the Mobil oil company. Let's be serious, okay? So anyway, in synthetic oil, as I said with the jet engine, we start to talk about what's the difference in these oils. Well, mm-hmm. Let me give a sort of an analogy here. Cotton is a wonderful natural element, okay? Cotton, you just fiber. You can't beat it. I like wearing cotton to breathe and all that kind of stuff. That's natural. Mm-hmm. Now, plastic line in the fishing world, we call that monofilament line. That's a synthetic, okay? Now, I can take that cotton line, and I can clean it up, make it as pure as it can be, and I can dye it red, blue, or green, whatever color I want to dye it, and it might be able to handle 5 pounds of stress pressure. I can take that thin piece of monofilament synthetic plastic line And that thing, at half the thickness of that cotton line, can handle 50, 60, 70 pounds of stress before it snaps. The difference is I manufacture the synthetic plastic line. I manufacture it. I make it what I want it to be. All I can do with the cotton, it's a natural product, so I can only clean it and adjust it. I can't make it what it's not. So to make sure everybody understands, synthetics are simply superior because they are engineered to be superior. They have different structure than the natural element that comes out of the ground. They're still hydrocarbons, which is what the oil is. But in the true chemical-made synthetics, they are hydrocarbons arranged by the chemist in a certain structure, which makes them superior in their strength for lubricating properties. So, looking at the advantages, let's hit those real quick before we run into the break. A good synthetic engine oil will have a very, very wide range of temperature, from very cold to very hot, and it will be able to maintain its lubricating quality and not lose its viscosity at high temperature and not freeze to a solid at low temperature. So it's got a very wide operating band. That's an advantage in an automobile because, as everybody knows, we today don't really want to change our oil in Minnesota in the winter, and then in Minnesota in July have to put in a different oil. We'd like to be able to use a multi-weight oil that can cover wide ranges of temperature and still lubricate and protect. Okay, that's the important thing. Still lubricate and protect. And the range on this synthetic oil, for example, our AMSOIL Signature Series oil, you're talking about a petroleum oil that normally has a normal operating range. It'll top out at maybe 250, 260 degrees for its normal operating band. Thicker the oil, it might make it to 300. But we're talking about normal operating band that goes well above 350 degrees for the synthetic, and an intermittent operating range that goes to 450. So we've got a product that we really can't overheat in your standard automobile engine. Now, people will be saying, yeah, but we haven't had trouble with just basically cooking oil in up through the years. We haven't seen that. Well, yeah, you really have, because you've been having to change oil at 3,000 miles in any kind of severe condition. And one of the main reasons you have to change it is because it's probably thickened 2 grades from oxidation and vaporization because it just can't take the heat. So you went from a 30-weight oil up to a 50-weight oil by the time you drained it out in 3,000 miles. You just didn't know all that was happening because you don't analyze your oil. You just drained it at 3,000 miles. In 3,000 miles on a good-grade synthetic, it hasn't changed at all. It's still right in that 30-weight band that you bought it. It hasn't suffered a lot of oxidation. So I hear that music coming, so we'll pick it up after the break, Bob.
All right, sounds great. Dan Watson is with us. We're talking AMSOIL. We're talking synthetic versus conventional oil. And we're going to have lots more with Dan straight ahead. And if you'd like to email us up, bob@autoworldradio.com. We'll go right to me and to Dan. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back to Auto World. Dan Watson is with us from thelubepage.com. We're talking about AMSOIL and the product lineup, and in particular before that hard bottom of the hour break, Dan was explaining, as a certified lubrication specialist, the differences between conventional oil and synthetic oil. So, Dan, you've already outlined a great deal of difference. Certainly, yeah, I would imagine when it comes to heat and when it comes to longevity, synthetic holds a huge advantage over conventional. Give us some other areas of advantage.
Well, one of the things that happens to any hydrocarbon product is that that oil is susceptible to interaction with oxygen, okay? And when you make a true synthetic oil, it's virtually neutral with reacting to oxygen. It does not have a natural reaction with oxygen. And people go, well, what does oxygen react with oil? What does that do? Well, guess what? Oxidized oil is known in the vernacular to most people as sludge and varnish. Okay? So when I got a product that basically is just neutral when it comes to reacting with oxygen, this product can go a long, long time, because in petroleum or conventional based oils, they're so reactive with oxygen that they have to load the oil up with antioxidants to prevent that oxidation from happening. And of course, those antioxidants are used up more rapidly at high temperatures. And the reason I bring this temperature up so much is, folks, you got to realize that we have the automotive industry, due to pressure from the Environmental Protection Agency, pushing thermostat temperatures higher and higher. When I was a boy, and then the first vehicle that I ever drove, 165 degrees was the thermostat temperature. Now we're talking about 205 degrees. And the oil that was being used in my 165 degree application was a 40 weight oil. Now we have many cars using 20 weight oil with thermostats set at 205. So we're pushing the limits by having a perfect storm. We want to heat the cars up more to reduce their emissions, okay, and get better efficiency for fuel burning, okay. But at the same time, we want to go thinner on the oil to have less drag and higher fuel economy. The problem is that the higher temperature is just absolutely counterproductive to petroleum oil being able to handle those temperatures. So what happens? If we're going to be into 20-weight oil as the primary lubricant in future cars, and now Honda is in Japan, they already have 0W16 in cars.
Wow.
You have to go to synthetic engine oil because there are no natural petroleum that can survive in a 0W16, 205-degree thermostat temperature. It doesn't exist. So we're being pushed by these factors into really synthetic oil being the primary lubricant for future cars. Now, Toyota about 5 years ago went bumper to bumper synthetic. Everything in the new Toyota, from the transmission, gear lube, everything, engine oil, it's all synthetic. And that's because they just couldn't see any way to provide the long endurance, good life of their cars without improving the lubrication up to a standard that they could do. And Mercedes-Benz, all synthetic. BMW, almost all synthetic. Okay, so all these really high quality cars, they're all moving to synthetics, especially in the 20 weight oils, because you just can't show protection. Now, okay, so here we talked about that I don't want it to react with oxygen. I want it to have a wide temperature capability so that it doesn't thin out at high temperatures. And there's another factor in it. I want it to not react with oxygen, so that's plus for the synthetic oil again. And then I also look at a thing that's called volatility. And what that means is, if I take this oil and heat it up to a certain temperature and let it sit there for so long, how much of it will literally vaporize and disappear? Okay? Mm-hmm. That's called vaporization. The more volatile an oil is, the more it easily vaporizes, the quicker it thickens from one grade to the next, because it is what they call the lightweight constituents that boil off. So all of a sudden, I've got this oil that I started with a 30 weight. I've lost a quart to vaporization, and you'll never see it because, remember, you got that positive crankcase ventilation system. And as that oil vaporizes and forms a vapor in the crankcase, it gets sucked out by the PCV system, and it burns it, and it's gone. And so you're not really burning it in the old-fashioned way that people thought of oil getting past the rings and being burned in the cylinder. It's going as a vapor because it's so hot. It's being sucked out of the crankcase into the PCV system, which puts it right down the throttle body of the engine, and you burn it anyway. So anyway, if you have low volatility, you don't have a lot of that happen. And good grade synthetic oils have, in many cases, a third, 30% of the volatility of a comparable petroleum. So there are hardly any aspects of lubrication, if you line it up in a chart, that the check for superiority doesn't go in the synthetic side of the check column. Mm-hmm. So this whole, years ago we were in this in the 90s about arguing a lot with people about whether synthetic oil was a superior product. That whole argument is history, really. There's no one in the lubrication world that will try to tell you that petroleum beats synthetic in anything except price. Most petroleum should be cheaper than synthetic, okay? But it's like radial tires and bias ply tires, Bob. You remember when bias ply tires were the thing? I mean, you're not as old as I am, but I remember bias ply tires were the thing.
Sure.
And now you can only buy a bias ply tire for your trailer. Radials have completely replaced the bias ply tires as the primary tire of choice for almost every application, for automotive and transportation application. and that's because radials are a superior technology to bias ply tires. And in the same way, synthetic, true synthetic lubricants are superior to any petroleum lubricant in the market. So the question is how the consumer, and this is what we probably need to talk about, you know, on through the rest of the show, how you, the consumer, make sure you don't get taken to the cleaners. Because right now, there's a whole bunch of people out there that like to sell you something that they're labeling as synthetic, that you pay a higher dollar for it, and you wonder what happened to your money, because there's some really inferior products that keep floating into the marketplace, and you have to guard yourself against them. Because the one thing that as a consumer, at least I as a consumer myself, always want to know is that I got what I paid for. I mean, if I go to the hardware store and buy some gallon of paint that I want to paint with, and I'm the kind of guy, I look for the, I don't know, I just name a couple I look for, like Benjamin Franklin or something, you know. I'm sorry, Benjamin Moore paint. And when I look at these, I know a guy says, well, that's going to cost you $10 more than a set of gallon. And to me, the way my mind works is I go, well, I think it's worth the $10 because I want to put it on. It's the labor that's hard for me. When I'm done with it, I want it to last 5 or 6 years. I don't have to worry about it because I just put all this time and effort in to do it. And if I get that paint and it really does what I want it to do, then I figure I've got my money's worth. What burns me up is if I buy something that they make the claims that it's that good, and then it turns out to be trash, that really burns me up more than anything. So when we're talking about oils, lubricants, I just want to advise the consumer, and I know we'll be up against a breaker again, but in the last segment, I want to give you some cautions on, you need to look these things over, and you never, today, be careful about buying any oil that you've never heard of, okay? You just got to be careful. Some different states have already fined and run some people out of their states for selling inferior products, and today, I'm running into synthetics for my business that are being sold to customers for less money than petroleum. Now, I tell you, that's categorically impossible. You cannot make a synthetic engine oil for less money than petroleum. You can't do it. So.
No, absolutely not. We'll continue with Dan Watson and find out more about AMSOIL, how it can help you save money and make your engine last longer, and lots more straight ahead. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long, and this is Auto World.
I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense. But the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-721-4928. That's 1-800-721-4928. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
TheLubePage.com is the site that you should check out. TheLubePage.com. That's the site of our very special guest, Dan Watson. And Dan has been with us telling us all about AMSOIL for this entire hour and telling us about the differences between conventional motor oil and synthetic motor oil, and of course just looking at quickly some of the advantages: engine protection, extreme performance, temperature performance, whether it's extreme cold or extreme hot, cost savings, fuel economy savings, and savings in oil usage, environmental conservation savings. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And Dan, before the break, you were saying that you're beginning to see some synthetics being sold out there in the marketplace coming in at a price point lower than conventional motor oil. That doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense.
Well, no, it doesn't make sense. And the problem is that there's oil is divided into groups, and I don't want to go in the weeds on this, but what you basically have is there are some oils that are, let's just say, partially made to where they can be considered, let's just say, partially synthetic, okay? And the problem is that when those oils are actually put together in a finished product that has additives in it, the only way you can really, really tell the difference in that oil and a true synthetic is by a very expensive, what they call spectrographic analysis, which breaks down all the elements in the oil and gives you a readout to show you the constituents in the oil. Very expensive, about $1,000 to run that test. Nobody's going to do that. But I think the state government should be doing that, and their consumer protection agencies, because there's too much of this stuff running around. And so people in good faith select that they're going to use synthetic engine oil in their vehicle. And a shop may even have bought the stuff in good faith, and both groups have been hoodwinked because they're getting something which is inferior. Here's my best advice to people. Now, of course, you know, for me, my business, that's got to do with AMSOIL. But let me give you the people some advice that is from my certified lubrication specialist desk, okay? You're going to be okay if you buy an oil, a synthetic oil, from a company that has a name that they have to protect their reputation. And by that, what I mean is you're not going to get a faux pas synthetic from Valvoline, from Shell, from Texaco, from Mobil, from Exxon. They're not going to sell you a fake because they have a reputation of a very huge company that they have to keep up, and they wouldn't do that, okay? But when you see something from an oil like, I don't know, just Billy Bob's Elixir, for lack of a better term, okay, and you don't know what this stuff is, well, I'm not telling you that it might not be just fine. But you got to look at two things. Kind of look at the cost of it, what they're selling it for, and then today, go on the Internet, for goodness sakes, and just put that name in and chase it down and see who these people are. Do some due diligence to find out what you're buying, because you're the one that'll suffer the consequences over time if that's a very inferior product, because what you may end up with is an engine that starts to lose compression and wear out at maybe 100-125,000 miles instead of 300,000 miles, okay? And so you're the one that'll happen to. You got to do some stuff to protect yourself, okay? Now, when it comes to AMSOIL, because I had just a couple minutes left here, and I have to tell folks about the good quality of AMSOIL. AMSOIL was founded by a fighter pilot. And by the way, sadness to all of us in the AMSOIL business, but Albert J. Amatuzio passed away on Friday.
And, that's a shame.
Yeah, he's like 93 years old, okay? This guy's a superstar in the oil world of all the people that knew him personally. I mean, he built a company from nothing, literally from nothing, all the way up to the level that AMSOIL is today. And now his son and son-in-law, they'll have to take it on to higher levels. But here's the thing. All this company's ever done is stand on that old man's quality standard. His quality standard was, if his name was going to be on it, it was going to be the best they knew how to make. And he figured his philosophy was, there'll be plenty of people out there that want to buy the best. We'll make the best. We'll price it the best we can, but we're not going to cut price. We're not going to cut quality in order to cut price. We're going to make a top-of-the-line product. And the other day I got a person that I basically accused us of saying that we don't let anybody else test AMSOIL products. AMSOIL products are tested by Southwest Research Laboratories outside of San Antonio, Texas. They test lubricants for NASA, the Air Force, the Navy, and the Army. They are totally a gigantic testing facility. They cost a lot of money to have them test a product. That's where AMSOIL gets their final testing, is from those guys. That's the lab, when they say independently tested by an independent lab. That's where it goes. And there's not a finer testing facility in the United States than Southwest Research Laboratories outside of San Antonio. So hopefully all our listeners out there that hear that, you'll understand. It's not a mom and pop cooked in the basement, made something up and tested it yourself. This stuff gets tested by the best to make sure that it's the best. And so when you're looking at other products, yes, I would never tell you cannot find good synthetic oils in the marketplace in different places. But what I will tell you, you will get high quality from any of the products that you buy from AMSOIL. And I would stand and put my reputation on the line for that, because I know how these products are made. I know the mindset of the son, Al Amatuzio's son, Alan, who is the research, production, and engineering side of the business. These guys, they go by that fighter pilot mentality that it's got to be the best. And so I will tell you this. If you're afraid of paying for what you get and you don't want to pay the price for AMSOIL, then you should go somewhere and buy something cheaper, because they're not going to cheapen the product down to the point to where they can sell an inferior product at a cheaper price. They just won't do it. So they're not going to back up to you with the price. They're going to tell you what it costs. They're going to stand firm and say it's worth it. And if you use their products, I can assure you, you will not be looking for any change. You will determine, my goodness, this stuff does more than they advertise. It's a terrific product. So 25 years of watching these guys, and I came out of a pretty intense engineering program myself. I was the a quality assurance specialist in the last part of my Navy career for both deep diving submarine subsea systems, oxygen systems, and nuclear systems on submarines. So I know a little something about performance specifications and how tight they need to be and how they need to be certified. And I guess it's because the old man that started this company was a fighter pilot, and he also knew something about the stringent requirements it took to make sure those things flew up and flew down and landed, that they didn't crash in the field next door. So he's always had been a stickler, and his son, the chip right off the old block, he wants it to be the best product it can possibly be. And so on the event of his passing away, I had to give him a plug, because a really respectable man that built a company on quality and believing in the fact that American consumers still wanted to find quality, that they weren't always buying on whatever was the cheapest. They wanted something that would do what they expected it to do, and they were happy enough to pay the price for something as long as it would live up to its acclimation and do the job that they were buying it to do.
Absolutely. That is so important, and thank you for sharing that story. I think that's a real tribute to a gentleman who did an awful lot for a lot of people, and certainly an awful lot for the oil industry. But luckily, his family will continue the legacy on. And AMSOIL, if you'd like more information, folks, go on to Dan's page, thelubepage.com. And it doesn't matter if what kind of vehicle you have, whether it's a car, whether it's a truck, whether it's a motorcycle, you've got oil protection products for everything, even snowmobiles. You name it, you got it, Dan.
Well, it's there. And listen, I really encourage people to go to the Lube page and ask me a question. And what I'm going to develop over the next couple of months, I'm going to start to develop an area there for questions that have been asked. Sometimes they might be called frequently asked questions, but they're generally going to be, as I see a good question come in that I think everybody could benefit from, I'll be putting that question and my answer posted up there, so that if somebody goes there and wants to review a bunch of questions that have already been asked and answered, they'll be able to see a lot of information. I'm moving more and more videos there, and I'll be posting some a variety of magazine articles. There's going to be a lot of information there. I'm a technical guy, so if you're interested in technical type stuff, you're going to find a lot of stuff that you can spend some time kicking around in and learning some stuff.
That's right. TheLubePage.com. Thank you so much, Dan.
All right. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
They
bye-bye now.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.